Good morning, everybody. I understand Chief Oliveira is on the call, and I guess we're about ready to get started if Chief is ready. Chief, you ready?
Good morning, this is Daryl. Well, good morning, everyone. Again, observations this morning. We saw what appears to be maybe the beginnings of a slowdown in the flow of behavior, but it's premature to say that it's going to hold. We're obviously going to watch it closely, but we did see a decrease in the rate of advancement from yesterday, where we saw 220 yards over 24 hours, which was also a decrease from the previous day, to this morning showing 165-yard rate of advancement. It's still in the area of the general vicinity of that path of steepest descent. It had a little bit more of a north direction to it, but looking at the topography and, again, having been on the ground, it's possible that it will turn to the east and continue on its path to the area of the marketplace. So, again, we're watching that very closely. And, again, as far as an explanation as why the rate of advancement maybe has decreased, that I would defer to HVO on their assessment. But a couple of things we did share with them that we saw. One is the area where the flow front is at currently is a little flatter as far as topography. And then upslope about a mile and a half, there was a breakout that was fairly active. It wasn't moving far away from the flow pad itself, but along the margin or perimeter, it was active with a fair amount of material moving there along the edge, which might be taking some of the volume that's coming down from the source. Again, I'm just speculating. That would be something to confirm and discuss with HVO. We did share those observations, as well as numerous breakouts on the surface of the pad, and that would be from the area of the well pad site, which is about 2.5 miles upslope from the flow front down to the flow front. So a lot more surface activity on the pad itself and breakouts along the north margin or perimeter of the flow. And again, we saw about 165-yard advancement over the last 24 hours. That puts the active leading edge of the flow about 0.8 miles from the intersection. And as we talked about yesterday, that puts it between 1,200 to 1,300 yards from the back of the Malama Marketplace property. Very little smoke issues this morning. Again, it was a little wet out there, very light drizzle. Trade winds coming out of the north-northeast, so pushing the smoke kind of in a south-southeast direction. And again, we're just watching the activity on the flow going forward and trying to be optimistic that we might see a slowdown and a pause and maybe even a stall. But again, just speculation based on what we saw. So at this point, I'll open up to any questions you may have.
Hi, Daryl. Tribune Herald. At this point, would you be able to adjust the time frame for when the flow could reach the marketplace, or is it just, again, like you said, you know, too soon at this point?
Well, you know, like we've always stressed to the community and everyone, is that that's one of the challenges with putting days or timelines to. We do the best we can based on the current rate of flow. So if we look at, let's say I go 1,200 yards to the back perimeter of the Malama market and we're less than 200 yards per day, that puts us in excess of 6 days out before we see any kind of impact. So again, that could change. So it's again, very difficult. All we do is we keep telling the community and the businesses, I'll try to be back out there again today, give them the current status and current rate of advancement and the distance, and we'll discuss that. You know, if you just do the math, this is where it could be. But as we've been sharing over the last couple of days, is the businesses there are taking the necessary steps to be better prepared if things should change or pick up or continued, that, you know, their self-evacuation has already started. And as we shared with them, that, you know, one of the trigger points or one of the challenges they're going to be faced with down the road is that the utility companies will need at least 3 days in advance to terminate some of the utilities, whether it be power, water, and gas. So, you know, that may affect their ability to do business if they're without power 3 days before any impact, unless they have other arrangements or means to do that. So we've been sharing that with the businesses every day, and we'll continue to do that going forward today as well, and we'll continue to share information with the community. But I guess, Tom, your question, right now I could say based on the math extended distance. That puts us in excess of 6 days out currently.
Okay, thank you.
Darrell, this is Kathy Busowitz from the AP. I have a question about the report today. It said that a summit deflation event began last evening. What does that mean? I wasn't sure clear on that.
Sure, and I apologize. I'm going to defer that question to HBO if they're online. That was not part of our report, but and again, they would be the subject matter expert to probably provide you the best answer on the deflation. So if they're online, I'll turn it over to them.
Hi, Darrell. This is Janet Babb at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. So, yes, summit deflation did start. The volcano goes through these what we call DI events, deflation inflation events. They happen frequently. And the turnaround to deflation last night, it's just one of these typical events. It's nothing out of the ordinary. And the magnitude of the deflation really probably isn't what's responsible for the slowdown in rate. I think Darrell described very well what is likely causing the slowdown in the flow advance, and that's the flatter topography and breakouts a bit upslope, robbing some of the supply from the slow front. But the deflation means less magma coming into the reservoir beneath the volcano, so the summit deflates.
Okay, so the thing that's actually deflating is the height of the lava flow, or?
No, it's the overall shape of the volcano. It's a change in the shape of the volcano that we, our instruments, very sensitive instruments, can detect. It's nothing you can see visually, but our tilt meters and GPS stations can detect these changes, and it's just one of the ways that we monitor the activity within the volcano. And it gets a little bit confusing because we can talk about the inflation of the volcano, but then we also talk about inflation of lava flows, and it's two different things. So there's overall inflation deflation of the volcano, and that's reflecting what's coming into and out of the summit reservoir, the reservoir of magma within the volcano. That when we talk about inflation of lava flows, that's a different process where lava moving beneath the crust of a flow can cause the crust to rise and inflate.
Okay, thank you. Aloha, this is Mileka Lincoln with Hawaii News Now. I don't know, Chief Oliver, if you're best for this question, or Janet, if it might be you guys with HBO. Just wanted to clarify, I know that there was a Hawaii County overflight yesterday afternoon that had indicated a 70-yard advancement between the numbers that had come out that morning and what had been observed. So this morning's release of the 165-yard advancement, is that in a 24-hour period, and that includes the 70 yards from the afternoon overflight, or was that in addition to the 70 yards from yesterday?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. This is Darrell. When I reported the 70-yard advancement yesterday, that was from a period of 6:30 yesterday morning to, I think I flew at about 5 yesterday, or got back about 5 yesterday afternoon. So in roughly a 10-hour window, we saw 70 yards advance. The 165 yards that's being reported this morning is from 6:30 yesterday morning, so a full 24-hour period till this morning that we saw 165 yards.
Mahalo for that clarification. Lots of folks were asking about that this morning online. Also, can you speak to what the flow's leading edge looks like in terms of just width and activity as well?
Sure. The width remains fairly similar to what we saw yesterday, almost 200 yards wide. A lot of surface activity and activity around the fringes, which means we see when we fly early in the morning, just before sunup, it's very easy to see the breaks and cracks and separation in the hardened black lava and the actual molten material, which is nice and orange. So it had a very nice orange feature to it across the entire edge and parts of the surface as it wasn't completely crusted over. And going back to, I guess, with the measurements, we'll try to make sure we're more descriptive in our message because we try to say, like with the 70-yard advancement in our message, that it was from yesterday morning, and then with the 165 again was since yesterday. And we'll try to make sure that message is clear, and appreciate the comment.
Yeah, sure, no problem. That's just one of the things people are asking. The other question that we've been hearing is, and I don't even know how likely this is or, you know, really what the feasibility would be, but a couple people have asked if there have been any plans or any discussion about trying to remove portions of the asphalt parking lot within Pahoa Marketplace, given the potential health hazards of that amount of asphalt potentially burning once the flow makes contact with it.
Well, right now there are no plans to try to remove the asphalt because currently the asphalt is providing the surface for the merchants to conduct their evacuation, and to bring heavy equipment in to try to remove the asphalt this time would interfere with the evacuation process. So if and when the evacuation of the merchants is completed and there is time in between there and any impact, that could be considered at that time. You know, one of the things that I would try to maybe I don't want to ever minimize the concerns the community has, but what we did see with the burning of the roadway up on Apaha Street and elsewhere is that the dispersion or the transportation of the smoke and particulate is very short distance. It rises up and breaks apart pretty quickly. And as we saw with the air quality monitors that were in place during the event and on the days that we had the burning asphalt, we didn't see significant numbers. And again, I'm not minimizing the concern, but at the same time trying to let the community know that we will monitor the health impacts. We will have DOH and Clean Air Branch. We've already requested that with some of what we learned in the past, having their Clean Air Branch inspector or officer on scene prior to the impact that might be able to then qualify or further analyze the output or impact of the burning asphalt as it's occurring. But right now, to answer your question, there are no arrangements in place to remove the asphalt. We're trying to allow the merchants to vacate and use what infrastructure is there to do it safely and smoothly.
Mahalo. Thank you so much.
Daryl, this is Kathy from the AP again. Governor Ige is visiting the lava flow today. Is there anything specific that you would ask of him at this point, something that he could do as governor to improve the situation for the businesses or residents?
Well, I think first and foremost, he is scheduled to also come to our office and receive a briefing on the eruption and the flow activities. And we'll do our best to provide him as much information so he has a good overview of what is currently happening, what has already transpired, and what might be the likely scenarios going forward. As far as help and assistance, you know, from the very get-go, the state has been very supportive. The process by which we request assistance has been up through state civil defense. And every one of our requests for assistance has been met with very responsive and quick replies. That has included everything from the request of the Guard presence and assistance of the National Guard on island to the deployment of certain resources out of state civil defense and other agencies like State Department of Health, DOE, et cetera. So it would be more, I guess, just emphasized in what we've been doing up until now, what kind of collaboration and partnerships currently exist, and if there are any gaps, what might be within his purview or authority to try to acquire for us. But the state has been very responsive to the county's needs up until now, as well as our federal partners.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Daryl, it's Andrew Pereira with KITV. Do you know exactly where the governor will be taking a look at the flow? Will it be at the Pahoa transfer station?
No, I don't have the specifics. You know, we are prepared to support him with an aerial survey, which would give him a good perspective of the overall impact and current activity, as well as to take him out to various sites, either at the transfer station, Apaha Street, and even onto some of the private property. So we're prepared to help him with his, assessment and visitation here and try to give him as much opportunity to see the complete nature of the impact before he leaves.
Will it be up to the governor whether he takes that aerial survey?
Yes. Like I said, I've offered it to his security detail. They're probably discussing with him as we speak, as he's getting on the ground, and we'll be finalizing those plans with him.
Great. Thank you, Daryl.
Sure.
Daryl, Kathy again from the AP. Do you know if there's any way that the governor's media availability at this evening before the town meeting will be either broadcast somehow or like if there could be a call-in like this one for media to dial in who can't be on the island today?
I'd like to defer the question to Kevin. I'm not sure with the mayor's office and the governor's office if that has been put into a plan. So, Kevin, I don't know if you have any answers on that.
Yeah, Kathy, this was kind of that media availability was planned by them and not by us. So, at the moment, we don't have any way to do that. I'll look around and see if we can find something, but it doesn't look real promising at the moment. I know there are going to be a bunch. Most of the TV stations are going to have camera crews there, and I'm hoping that'll fill the need. Another possibility is Big Island Video News. Normally videotapes this and uploads it fairly quickly, but it sometimes takes them a couple hours to get it up.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Daryl Brooks at KITV with a question for you about the breakout that's about a mile and a half up from the flow front, the one that's hopefully stealing some of the lava here and could be attributed with the slowdown. Is that breakout north of this advancing flow, or is it south between the current advancing flow and the flow that stopped just short last time around?
Yes, it's on the north margin, so it would be on the side that is not between the two flows. And I guess if you could reference it on a map, I mean, without giving any kind of indication or implying that it's headed in direction, it's on the Ainaloa side of the existing flow pad.
Super thing.
Sure.
Hi, Daryl. Tom Gunn, the Tribune Herald. Are any of these breakouts at risk of catching any other path of steepest descent at this point?
Yeah, sorry, Tom. Again, I would defer that to HVO. You know, at a glance, there are a number of, you know, paths of steepest descent, but they're fairly distant and separated. But analyzing that, again, I'd be leaning heavily on HVO to help answer that question.
Tom, this is Janet. We have crews in the field as we're speaking right now, and we'll be posting new maps after they get back. So I think until I can see the flow, it's better to not try to speculate on that. So there'll be new maps and photos and also a status report issued later today.
Okay, great.
This is Kathy at the AP again. I'm curious about the status of the gas station that's removing its gas and vapors. How far along are they, and how is that going?
Yeah, thanks. This is Daryl again. The gas station had already removed all its fuel as of, I believe, Tuesday evening. The next step was to remove the sludge or whatever is remaining on the bottom of the tank, and then to remove the vapors through a vapor recovery system. All of that will be completed by tomorrow. I spoke directly with the manager of the Malama Market, who has the responsibility of the gas station operations as well, and was informed by him yesterday that everything would be completed by Friday, short of filling the tank with water. They're going to postpone that until such time that we guide them to do that based on we see likely impact. And the reason for that is we want to postpone the filling of the tank until such time that it's necessary. That would then allow for the recovery of the system if the lava flow is to stop.
Great, thank you.
Sure.
Hi, everyone. Is there going to be a public meeting next week, Thursday? That is December 25th.
Kevin, you want to answer that? No, I was just going to say that right now we're looking at not having a meeting on Christmas and New Year's, but whether or not we have something on a different day of the week that's still yet to be determined, unless, Kevin, you heard something different.
No, that's what I would have said, is that the plan at the moment is not to have a meeting on Christmas Day. But if the, you know, things are pretty exciting with the flow, then we might have to adjust and have it on a different day.
Thank you.
With that said, Chief, I know that there are a lot of folks who will likely be at the meeting tonight and many others who perhaps won't make it. Is there a message that you'd like for us to share with members of the community who might not have the opportunity to go to that update meeting tonight?
Sure. Well, one is, you know, I think the community, one, is needs to be thanked for all of the patience and, I want to say, understanding that they've demonstrated thus far in cooperation. It's just been amazing to work with the community. Again, everybody's been very supportive and understanding. That being said, realizing that they're losing at this point their only supermarket, hardware store, one of three gas stations, and maybe other services and service providers in the area temporarily, again, everybody's adjustment to that is appreciated. And we definitely are empathetic of what this may mean with people having to now shop for basic groceries, maybe as far away as KL. But there's other merchants in the Pahoa town that might be able to meet their needs. So we'll continue to monitor the flow, and the businesses have shared that as soon as it's possible to return to operation, if the flow should stop, they're all committed to doing so. So it's not like the community at large is being abandoned. I think the businesses are just doing what they need to do, making prudent decisions based on the current distance and what they would need to have done prior to any impact. But they are committed to returning as soon as possible.
That's wonderful. Mahalo, Chief.
Hi, this is Kevin. Anything further for USGS or for Daryl?
Actually, just a quick question from Kathy again. Is there any plan for a call on Saturday or just, you know, over the weekend? How do we get the updates other than online?
This is Kevin. We hadn't actually talked about that. We'll kick this around, and what I'll do is push an email out, either telling you that there won't be a call on Saturday or there will. That might kind of be determined by events tomorrow. So, but we'll get back to you on that for sure.
Okay, thanks.
And sorry, Janet, while we still have you on the line with HBO, can you talk about the cameras that were installed at Bryson Cinder? I know in cooperation and partnership with Oceanic Time Warner Cable, the ones that are now pointing toward Malama Market. Can you talk about what those intend to capture or what you guys are hoping to be able to monitor with that?
Yeah, Malika, we're just, we use our webcams to track the movement of the flow, especially in this case where it's so difficult to get, you know, for us to hike out to and be right on site of the flow. And so you'll probably be seeing some adjustments on how they're aimed, but we will, basically, we're just using the cameras to monitor the advance of the flow.
And how often will those images sort of cycle through and be updated online? Because I know it's not live streaming video, but can we still expect to see consistent updates?
Yeah, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, but I believe the image will be updated every 15 minutes. We're still working out the details.
That's wonderful. Thank you.